AJ, how do you think you'd do in prison?
Not terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I might get smacked around a little bit, I'm thinking, but I think after a while I'd get it down pat.
What, getting smacked around?
No. You know,
yeah, he'd just get used to
prison, prison life, yeah. No, you know, because I have kind of a mouth. I'm sure at some point someone like let me know I have a mouth. And then, you know,
it'll probably.
Well, you mean they'd let you know you have a mouth in the worst way?
Yeah, by punching it in. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, that's the second worst way, I guess.
That would be the second. That is not the worst way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it probably would get you out of as much trouble as it gets you into. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I'd have a half and half shot, I think. I don't want to find out. Thank you.
We have Sean Hennessy on, stand-up comedian, podcast host, and a guy who has been in prison most of his adult life. And the last time we had him on, it took us three segments just to get through, like, being 11 to 16.
Yeah.
What an amazing life. And
right.
I mean, you know, not the kind where he was getting diplomas.
No.
Building companies. This was a tough life. And so we left him where he was 16 years old in the back of a prison van driving into the real deal.
The big house.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hello.
Hey, thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me back.
So what's the first thing you learn when you're a 16-year-old and you walk into prison?
Well, the first thing you learn is to keep your mouth shut, right? That's one thing, and that's hard to do at 16 years old because you're going in with a bunch of other, like I said, 16-year-olds. Because we were in the adult county jail. We were in Harford County Jail on Weston Street over there. But they had different wings for us. They had the 16 to 18-year-olds on. We were on East 1 and East 2. And but, you know, we still saw all the adults and stuff, but, you know, we just lived in those wings with the kids, and those were the most violent places you could be, right? It's just kids full of, like I said before, piss and vinegar.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
some of them are fighting murder cases. Actually, a friend of mine from the juvenile halls from Long Lane, as soon as I got to Harford County Jail, one of the first people I saw was him fighting a murder case, and he was 17 years old at the time. You know what I mean? That's just one of the many. So there's a lot of kids with nothing to lose and a lot to prove. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is also, you got to understand, this was 2002. So totally different time. In the state, in the prisons, just totally different time period. Right. We're coming off of, they had just, some of these maximum security prisons are barely 10 years old. Okay, so they totally are reshaping the Connecticut prison system at this time, right? They had just taken away cigarettes. They had just built a super maximum security prison called Northern. So they're really trying to change Connecticut prisons because they were reckless. They were wild. We're less than 10 years removed from the riots, okay?
Wow.
The Enfield riots that spilled over into multiple prisons in 92 and
so
then again in 93.
So, Sean, you get off the truck, you walk in, they give you your whatever
clothes,
you're going
right?
to be wearing, right?
They strip you butt-ass naked.
Right.
They make you shower with lice stuff.
Right.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Right.
Like this Lysol stuff that is to take care of any body lice or head lice. It's horrific.
You feel like an animal,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I am no longer considered a human being.
Right.
Exactly. Now, I've been through this before, but in the juvenile system, it's a little more discreet. It's a little more discerning. Now, I'm in there with 50-year-old men, and I'm a 16-year-old boy. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So let's keep in mind, this is a jail. There could be pedophiles in there. And I have to strip butt naked in front of all of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a weird psychological aspect
to it. At this point, when you walked in there, how long did you know how long you were going to be in?
I was unsentenced on two cases.
Okay, so in your mind, you're like, this could be weeks, months, or years. Like, what was the time frame you think you were looking at?
I didn't look at it in those terms. I looked at it like I got to get through till tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Right, day to day.
That's interesting.
Day to day.
Day to day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and this is the other thing, like that bus ride, I did get some good advice. They're going to try to scare you. They're going to try to in your head.
It'd be funny because
like
I'd be like, oh, well, they don't have to scare me. I'm already scared.
I'm pretty scared. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might save them the trouble.
I went to juvenile court a couple times for truancy and some other shenanigans. And every time I went there, I thought, well, I might not get in the car and go home.
Right.
And it's just that was frightening.
I cried parking tickets.
Getting in the car and leaving and going home was frightening. I couldn't imagine being 16 in the back of a van with a bunch of, you know.
This is where you're going to live for a while.
This is the real deal.
I had some preparation. Yeah. I did have some preparation, but like I said, it was not the same.
Yeah.
It was a bit more intimidating. It was vastly, vastly more intimidating. But you cannot show fear.
Really?
Because this is a predator-prey environment. Okay. Do you want to be the predator or do you want to be the prey?
No predator.
You know what I mean?
How do you not show fear, though? You know,
by feigning aggression.
So do you punch someone right in the face as soon as you get in there? Or,
No. Well, kind of. So I don't know. So you can't show fear. You can't show fear, especially at this time. I'm trying to set the stage a little because it is different now.
Yeah.
It is different now. It's not nearly as bad anymore.
All right, now it's different, but I want to talk about when you were there.
Yeah. So,
all right, listen, I'm going to take a commercial break, and then I want to know, with the first time that you felt like, all right, right now, I gotta stand up for myself or punch this guy in the face.
Right.
Or I gotta
for
do
12
something.
Hours.
Wow, 12 hours. Wow. All right, hold on 1 second. Okay, Sean Hennessy is on. He went to prison when he was 16. The real deal, and he's bringing us through, just walking in there and doing the whole deal. You said within the first 12 hours, you had to prove that you were not going to be the prey.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
What happened?
Basically, as soon as I got to the block that night, everybody was out at the last wreck of the day, and apparently the next morning was eggs and grits, and I was informed that I wasn't going to be having my eggs, and... And this is back when this was very prevalent. Like, every tray got taken from you if you didn't fight for it. Every single tray out of the three trays you got a day. If you didn't prove that you were going to fight for those trays, and that's how it kind of started.
Damn it.
If you were willing to give up your state trays, now you're prey forever.
Right.
And there's no getting that stink off of you.
Right.
It follows you. It's almost like... It's like wolves, and they can smell that.
Wow.
And
that means nothing is yours at that point. Nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm told that's what, and I have to tell him, well, you're going to have to take them because I'm not giving them up. So he goes, we'll see in the morning. So I have all night now.
Sean, how big is this dude?
Bigger than me.
Oh, damn it.
Can you, like, spit in the eggs?
Here, take them.
You want these?
Here. Oh, no, no. Oh, I thought you said split.
No,
I was like, can I give you some?
No, spit in the eggs.
Spit.
Right. I'd be like, I don't want those now. Just a thought.
That's such a little brother move.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay, so
what? I'm not a very big guy. Right now, I'm only 5'9", 160 pounds, you know, 170 pounds.
That's a good weight.
At the time, I was, what's that?
That's a good weight for 5'9".
I try. But at the time, I was very small. I did wrestle in high school, and I, you know, boxed in the YMCA and stuff like that. And I had grown up banging out in these detention facilities. So I was no stranger to the physical altercation. But
how do you spend your night? Do you sleep good on that one? You're like,
Nope.
First thing in the morning, right.
I was
fighting.
I was training for a heavyweight bout with Mike Tyson. That, you know, mentally prepping yourself. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know what the situation here is. There's not, you know, it's not like there's even guards.
There are no rules.
COs in the room with us. They're in a locked bubble off to the side. There's only one of them. He doesn't come running in. He has to call a code. Other people have to come running.
Right, but then your eggs are spoiled. Yeah.
Yeah, well, everybody's eggs are spoiled at that point.
Yeah.
So the morning comes and I realize I can't let this go down like that. So when he goes to reach over for the eggs, they're plastic trays. And I
flipped
at them. Like lunch trays. Yeah.
Okay.
Plastic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. School tray. Yeah.
Not the metal ones, no, because it's weapon. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
All right.
But there were metal tables and metal stools that were, like, welded to the ground. So yeah,
it sounds like a good place to plant someone's head. They're trying to take your eggs.
Actually.
Excellent.
And he was actually sitting up against the glass, so there wasn't much room for him. And I was kind of on the end of the table, and I flipped the grits in his direction. Like, nobody's getting this tray. This tray's going to end up all over the floor and all over both of us. And the grits were good and hot. So I get the grits at him, and then I kind of swing the tray like a chair in a WWF match.
Yeah, you blast over it.
And I just go to swinging. And I'm not throwing any good punches. I'm throwing wild punches. I'm trying not to give him a second to get in. Now the floor's covered in grit, so we're both slipping. Nobody can get a good footing. It is not a fight.
Yeah.
It is me just trying to swing until they come and break it up.
Like a punching ice capades, yep.
Basically. And that's where I basically learned you don't have to win the fight. You just have to fight. You just have to show that you will fight.
Yeah, you're willing to
do it. It's always better to not get your head beat in, though.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
But there's variations to that, though, because what I did there was kind of what they call a check-in move, right? Now, what that I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't know. Basically, I was just trying to get us in a fight, to get the cops' attention, to get us out, to get me to seg, to get us out of there, so I could have more time to think about it.
Right. You weren't trying to win. You were just trying to just keep it moving.
What a process.
Until someone gets here.
Right.
You know, before I went to detention for the first time, my stepdad, who spent much time in prison, gave me some advice about going to jail. He goes, the biggest dude you see, just swing at him, just hit him, and right. Just keep swinging until they come. And it just shows that you're not somebody to be messed with. And I was very little at the time. So, you know, he felt like that was necessary advice for me. And it was basically good advice, right?
Yeah, and that's we've all heard that with bullies, you know, just punch them right in the face and
right.
See where it goes from there.
Yeah, usually they punch back, I found out.
You know, they always want to go for the weakest one.
Like, they do, of course.
Why am I going to pick on that guy if I'm going to get punched in the face every day?
Exactly.
Exactly.
This winning breaks
Sean,
easy.
Hold on one second. I don't know why. I like hearing prison stories. One, because I think I got very close.
Right.
You know, I could have went down that path, but a couple of good people in my life, you know, turn the wheel just a little bit and then you get better.
Like It's a Wonderful Life.
hearing Sean's stories, man, I can hear this stuff all day. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. So Sean had this whole career that started at 11, just in trouble, 16, ends up in prison. Right. First night there, guy says, your eggs and grits tomorrow are mine.
He says, no.
And then
hell no.
Scuffle ensues.
Right.
The guy doesn't get the eggs. No one gets the eggs or
grits
the grits, really.
The floor gets the eggs.
Sliding.
The floor gets the eggs and the grits.
Wild
and
punches,
the guards come in. And what did you say that was called, Sean?
That's called a check-in move, basically. Like, I wasn't really trying to fight the kid. I was just trying to get us out of the situation with what I thought was without looking like a bitch. Sorry, I don't know which words I can use.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
That is actually the bigger bitch move, I find out later.
Oh.
The thing to do would have been to invite him into the corner where the camera and the guards can't see.
Oh.
There's where I would have earned respect. Okay,
oops.
So what I did, what happens, we go to SEG for 7 days, and then we come out of SEG, and I find this out when my door pops for rec, and somebody rushes in my cell, and I got tore up, something special.
Damn.
Oh, real bad, real bad.
By one person?
Well, that's not important.
Really? It's not?
I learned a lesson that day.
Yes.
A very valuable, important lesson. I also learned...
No, but can I say, Sean, in your defense, when you arrive at prison, you know, whoever represents the inmates should say, hi, welcome to prison. Here's a brochure.
Orientation,
please,
yes.
Please read this through.
Right.
There'll be a class later tonight.
Right.
And we'll expect you not to be a bitch.
Yeah, any questions, feel free to ask me. Yes, I'll be always here.
Please make sure you read the last page about the penalties of being a bitch.
Yes.
Okay? All right.
They are stiff. But let me make a distinction.
Okay.
You keep saying prison. This is technically county jail. Okay? Prison is once you're sentenced.
Okay.
And let me tell you, that is far worse.
Oh, brother. We're going through different levels of Sean's life. We're not even there yet.
Right. So a fight probably is not good while you're in prison.
No, but he's pre-sentence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pre-sentence. All right.
Not going to help you.
All right. So you get torn up in the cell, right? You don't want to tell us if it's 1, 3, 5, whatever. You get your ass handed to you and you learn a lesson.
I learned a lesson. I learned a valuable lesson. I also learned there were other things at play than just, you know, some people. There's more going on in the background is also what I learned. You know what I mean? There was.
What do you mean, like politics?
Politics, exactly.
Okay.
Politics.
You mean like gang politics?
Absolutely. Prison politics.
Right. All right.
Prison politics at play. Okay? It's bigger than you can even imagine. And that's really, honestly, that's what helps make it run smoothly.
Right. This is how it goes.
There wasn't exactly, and also it helps eat up time. I'm not going to lie. Like the rigmarole, the everyday minutia gets very boring.
You got to have this. You got to have a structure. You got to have government. You got to be fighting for positions.
Are there elections and campaigning? Or
right, coming up with slogans.
Right. Bumper stickers.
That gets a little bit different from just your regular, you know, day-to-day prison. Not everybody gets involved with that.
Right.
But it is something that's at play in the background.
So, Sean,
that you have to be mindful of.
So
that's something you have to be mindful of, even if you're not involved with any of that.
Right.
So you did that check-in move. They didn't like it. And then they let you know. And what happens after that? Now you get to start with a clean slate, or they come at you again?
Well, not exactly. You don't start with a totally clean slate because you definitely have a black eye. But, you know, the world's made for second chances, right? So all you got to do is just come correct the next time. You know what I mean? Next time somebody presses you, you got to just approach it the appropriate way.
You have to say, let's go over here.
No cameras in the corner over here. We'll talk about this.
Wow.
Yes.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Or you could invite them, or you could just wait until they're off in the cut and just run up on them. You know, because there is no such thing as a fair fight. Who made these rules? We're not boxing.
Right.
There's no referee here. Right?
Yeah, it sounds
like these rules.
It sounds like the main deal is don't involve the guards. This is all between us.
Yeah, like
we gotta work it out here.
Stays here, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is it. The more you involve the guards, the more trouble you're gonna have.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why it's best, honestly, to just keep your mouth shut, but don't be too quiet, because too quiet might be a sign of fear.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You don't want to be arrogant, you know, but you don't want to be scared or timid.
Wow, there's a balancing act.
You want to be between, like,
it is. Yeah. It's a tough balancing act, especially at 16, when you don't have any of these things figured out yet.
So you invite him over to the corner where the cameras can't see, the guards can't see, and what do you say?
Hi,
well,
to ask him over,
say?
Or
what
when you get to the corner?
No, once you get to the corner,
you punch him in the face.
You swing.
Why are you wasting time talking? He says,
"Hi, my name is so and so. I'm a Capricorn."
Can you imagine you get invited over to the corner? You
want to
go over to the corner where there's no cameras? She goes over. So, hi, did you see Aladdin? And what was your favorite scene?
Right.
No, I'm just listen. I've never been to jail. I'm just asking a question. Would you get to the corner? What happens?
I'm trying to rip your throat out with my fingers. I'll try to bite your. I don't. There's whatever we got to do. We got to go.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Yes. Right.
Yes. So on the menu today, rip your throat out with my fingers.
Right.
Or take both your eyes out with my thumbs. Which one sounds better for you?
You're not going to walk into the corner and go, first of all, I love how you dress today.
I could also.
Can
start,
I get the eyes and the thumbs
your
one?
Hands? How did you get those cans pressed? I got to know. How long did you leave them under the mattress?
Exactly.
Like, no, there's no time for that.
Right.
Sean,
and they weren't even tans. It was white jumpers at the time.
The more I hear of your story, the more I'm impressed with your story of survival and bounce back after.
No kidding.
Holy crap. All right, Sean Hennessy is on and started early at 11 in trouble. And we're with him now at 16 years old in a county jail.
Right.
And this is pre-sentence. So before he even got to prison, a first night got threatened, you're going to lose your eggs and grits tomorrow. He did a check-in move. And then he learned the hard way after a beatdown in his cell that you have to.
This protocol.
Just try to keep the prison guards out of it.
Right.
All right, Sean, we have a couple minutes here, so we're not even in prison with you yet. So you're coming
series.
Back.
You're a series.
Yeah, this really is
Absolutely.
A very compelling
yes, it is.
Story, and it's a good heads up for folks going down the wrong road right now.
Right.
So where are we now?
So Harford County Jail, it was pretty bad at that time. It was really bad at that time. I remember one day sitting in front of medical, and they were walking this kid in, and the jumpers when you were in SEG, because you get different color suits for different things. It helps distinguish what you are instantly to guards.
Okay.
Right? So if you're in SEG, you have an all-red jumper, okay?
And what does that mean? How do you get in there?
Any ticket, any disciplinary report that's a Class A.
Oh,
like an audition,
fight,
yes. Right.
A tattoo gun, you know, contraband, fist fights, drugs,
That's
things
all red.
Like that.
Right.
Wow.
But we had all white jumpers at the time, the youth, right? And I'm sitting in front of medical, and they're walking this kid in with a red jumper, and then they get past me, and the back of his jumper's white.
Oh, so he's bleeding.
His jumper was drenched in blood.
There you go. Because he got a candy cane. Yeah.
That was a regular occurrence. You know what I mean? Like, this was still very violent at the time. And this was just county jail. This is where people weren't sentenced. So for those cases, I got sentenced to 9 months, and I end up getting shipped up to MYI.
And you know what? Someone emailed me and said, ask him about MYI.
Oh, that was truly gladiator school.
Really?
When I came home from MYI,
can we go
I
back to before we go there? Because I think that's where we're going to start the next time you're
next
on.
Next installment, yes.
Is, you know, I wonder if the guards just, you know, when it was violent where you were at the county jail, if they had kind of a hands off approach and let the inmates kind of figure it out themselves. Because what happens is when they do get involved, this one says, he hurt my neck, paperwork,
right. You're
disciplined. It's like, okay, all right, folks.
Right.
Work it out.
Yeah.
Right? Did you feel like the guards were kind of letting you guys?
Scuffles. The COs were getting put out on workman's comp left, right, and center because of stuff like that at the time. So, yeah, there was a lot. They were a lot more hands off. And I'll tell you, I'll save it for next time. But they would also straight tell you, like, hey, why are you playing cards with this person? He's not such a good person. You know what I mean?
Oh. Trying to warn you a little bit. Yeah, a little heads up.
Well, and kind of knowing that maybe you were going to do something to that person because of why they weren't such a good person, you know?
What do you mean? Like a child molester?
Sex offenders, what? Pedophiles.
Sex offender.
Right.
Yep. Back then, you know, nobody likes that. Nobody.
No.
Nobody. Nobody. Okay? And this is back in a time where they could not live. In general population, they could not live.
Wow.
Okay? They had to leave immediately or they would suffer extreme consequences. And they were not protected by the state.
Wow.
You know what I mean? The state would actually tell you, why are you playing cards with that POS?
Right. Stay away from that person.
And now this is another thing. You always have to have your paperwork with you. When you get to the block that you're in, somebody's going to come ask you, hey, let me see your paperwork. And you got to produce that paperwork
now, when you say
to prove
somebody,
why you're there.
Now, when you say somebody, you mean an inmate or a
an
guard?
Inmate.
An inmate.
Another incarcerated person.
Right.
Wow.
The person that's coming to you ain't going to be no inmate. It's going to be a convict. And if the papers aren't correct, it's going to be a problem.
Gotcha.
Wow, you're right. So there's a lot of politics.
There's a stickler for that, yes.
And there's a whole system worked out.
And the fine sucks, yes.
And the guards are there just to make sure you don't kill yourselves.
Like referees.
But they let you manage yourselves in there. Holy crap.
This was at a time where the inmates truly ran the asylum.
Literally.
Wow.
Truly. Wow. They asked to see your papers to see what kind of person you are.
What you in here for? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Now, as far as I know, that was still happening as of 2011, and it should happen. They should. You should. I want to know who's living next door to me.
Right.
I got to. We got to finish it up here. So we're going to start with you. The next time you're on, Sean, we're going to talk about MYI. That does not sound like hotel fun.
No.
No. That was truly gladiator school. Probably the most violent place I've ever been in my life.
Wow. All right. Sean Hennessy, stand-up comedian, podcast host, competitive roaster. We're linked up to Bullpen Therapy and all stuff, Sean. WPR.com, 95.9 to Fox.com. Thank you, Sean.